Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ready, go!
Welcome to Breeder Syndicate. So yeah, let's kick it off, dude. We're going to have to go over some very basic breeding terminology, just so you can understand when we move forward, some of the people who haven't quite gotten there yet can understand what we're going to be talking about.
All right. So as far as terms go, probably one of the more misused terms is F1, right? We'll just start there.
Yeah, so, start with F1 because this has a lot of, this is used incorrectly in the cannabis world daily, even by myself. Like, I mean, there's not really another term to switch it out with as we use it.
So sadly, there's almost no F1s. And the reason being is that like what an F1 means is when you take two parents that are pretty much true breeding, okay, and you cross them together, right? That would result in what was called an F1, where basically all the dominant genes from both parents will be dominant, right? And so you'll get what's called hybrid vigor, because you're not going to get any weird recessives. You're not going to get anything like that. You basically end up with whatever the dominant genes are on both sides. That's what pops.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, an example of that, for instance, would be, you know, say something like, you know, for our purposes, like skunk one by Hayes or something like that, like, or skunk one by an NL or something along those lines. Part of the reason why they use skunk one so much was simply because it was an easy way to F1 something, right?
Well, even technically you want to get more basic. If you're doing F1s, it's like Afghani crossed a tie, right?
Sure.
The definition is crossing two parental lines with distinctively different genotypes, the most importantly.
Which makes it more rare. So it's one of the most incorrect terms because a lot of times it's used just to say, this is the first time someone's crossed these two things and my Kush mints by Skittles F1.
Yeah.
Right. Correct. And that's not right because those aren't like parental stock from a region of origin, you know, type of thing. So F2 would be if you take that F1 seed and you grow up males and females and you cross them together. That's when, with a line, you should see all of the dominance, all the recessives, all the various permutations of what's in that line can pop up. So instead of getting like all the dominant traits combined, you get every trait imaginable combining in every way imaginable.
And so most importantly, you'll see stuff that you would not see in the F1 line. Stuff cannot show up. There are things that will never show up in the F1 line that will only show up F2 and F3.
To give a really easy example for people, like in humans, brown eyes is a dominant gene. And so in order to have blue eyes, gray eyes, green eyes, hazel eyes, both parents have to have that gene and they have to line up to two recessives. Right. So if one parent doesn't have the gene, it'll never pop. So that's F1, F2. S1 is a relatively modern thing. In terms of people being able to do it, but that's basically, it's a self one, either through hermaphrodism naturally or something human induced from some kind of spray that's used in modern terms. You S1 the line. It used to be sort of frowned upon, but in recent years, because we have a lot of cuts that that we don't have the line anymore. We just have the specific cut. It might be the only way to look through genetics in that line besides, you know, besides an outcross or a hybrid of it. Right. So it's not as good as doing because you'll get a lot of weirdness when you inbreed. You could get some undesirable things, but at the very least, it gives you an idea to like look through something like ChemD or, you know, Trinity or, you know, something that's old, that's an elite clone only. Right.
Yeah.
And then there's a thing called.
Oh, hold on. And also, it was looked down on. It was only looked down on in the cannabis sphere. In normal agriculture, selfing is the normal way to breed uniform crops. That's how they do it. They don't use filial generations. They go through selfing.
Yes.
So it was a cannabis kind of old wives' tale, as it were.
And one of the things that happens with cannabis too is that, you know, in modern agriculture, when you're developing a seed line, you might want a whole bunch of like butter lettuce, for instance, that comes out extremely similar. And sure. You might want a bunch of seeds of whatever, cucumbers or zucchini or what have you, that comes out extremely dependable. And so they will S1 that until they get, you know, a very dependable, very narrow breeding.
Uniform. IBL.
Not a lot to look, that's part of the reason why, like, you know, and so IBL, maybe we'll shift
it. Yeah, this segues into it.
Because
yeah.
IBL is another like super misused term, and it stands essentially for inbred line.
Yes.
Hold on.
Let me add this in because this is the point where most people lose it. Because it says inbred line, it does not mean that if you line breed that you have an IBL. It is a very specific term, and it is basically don't look at it like, okay, well, I crossed this F1, made F2s. That's IBL, right? It's line bred. It's inbred line. It basically what it means is uniformity in a line, and that's it. It's not something that can always be achieved at F6 or F8. It only means when you're popping those seeds, you have a homogenous line, meaning uniform, like clones.
So for us, for like large scale agriculture, something like that might be useful. For mm-hmm. cannabis, it's not that useful for the most part, mm-hmm. unless you get something amazing, because what you see is what you get. If you breed with an IBL, it'll throw what you see.
It's very valuable in hemp forms. I know that that's one place where they're liking seeing uniformity in self lines because they just it's more vigorous. It's faster. They can pop all those seeds. And if they come out uniform, that's even more that it takes the cloning out of the, you know, out of the picture and stuff. So in hemp, I can see that being more useful. But in modern cannabis, people want to find that keeper.
Yeah, they want a little bit of variety. So there's new paths. For a breeder, for somebody like, you know, for a breeder or anything like that, and all that, getting something where like there's nowhere to go within the gene pool itself, mm-hmm. because it's an IBL and it already is what it is. The traits you see are the traits you get.
Yes.
Unless you really want to add those traits to another line specifically, there's not a lot of room for places to go.
Yeah,
because it's already been all that variety has been bred out of it.
Yeah.
So that's another thing with breeding where it's like a lot of breeding depends on what your goals are.
Yeah,
you know,
depends on goals.
Some people might want consistency. Some people might want like the same 3 to 6 phenos to regularly pop. Some people might want to breed an IBL. Some people might want to do an open pollination or an F2 and have the widest possible gene pool to hunt through, depending on what your goals are. Are you trying to find like a random elite cutting to hold on to? Or are you trying to actually breed a line like Matt was saying, where you could like put it in a hemp field and start thousands of seeds and get the same consistent, you know, size bush type of thing. Yeah. So that's kind of the thing.
We have IX, Incross. Incross is the last one we have left.
So Incross is the last one. So this is another weird term because we call it a BX, right?
Yes.
But in most other breeding, they call it a BC. A back cross is actually like the technical term that you would use. But for most cannabis people, they're mostly familiar with a BX. And a BX is simply you take a cut, and you use an outside pollen donor to make a male line of it. And then you take the children of that and you back cross it onto the original.
That initial female.
Yeah. So we've talked about on the previous podcast, we talked about how, Neville used Seattle Greg's NL1, And, you know, would use that as a pollen donor and would back cross to make a pure hash plant, to make a pure big bud, to make a pure North Hawaiian indica, that type of thing. JJ from Top Dog, you know, he took an Afghani one and used that to cross into Chem D and did that a few times and made Double Dog and Trace Dog and so on and so forth. So that's basically what a BX is you find a pollen donor and you cross it to a clone only for the most part. And then you back cross, you keep back crossing. Yeah. So on and so forth. So those are kind of like the
lockdown single traits when it's back crossing. And then IX is going to be similar to a BX, but going further down the line and crossing back to a previous generation. So like maybe an F6 cross to an F1 of the same line. That would be an in cross because you're crossing in between the same line. But
sure.
Yeah. So that it is essentially still a back cross though.
So those, yeah, those things are, and it's only a BX or a BC. If you back cross it to the exact same parent,
exactly, that's super important. Same
cutting. Like if you, for instance, had like a line of Chem D, for instance, and you crossed your children of that to a different Chem D parent, it wouldn't be a BX.
No.
It has to go directly back to the original genetic stock that started the process. Otherwise, it's not a BX. Those are some basic terms. I think that covers like most cannabis people deal with. Have a sweet day.